What are unexpected seasons? Get to know me, Mel Koger, and take a peek into my life as the daughter of a mother with FTD dementia. Hi, I'm Mel Koger, and I'm the daughter of a mother with FTD dementia. I know how this role can turn your world upside down, leaving you exhausted, angry, and confused. Your family time and health suffers. I get it. In 6 months, I went from a chill, empty nester to the co-caregiver for my mother while working full-time and also becoming a new grandmother. But I'm super positive, and I found strategies to conquer the overwhelming feeling of being helpless and lost. So find a quiet corner, take a deep calming breath, and join me as I share how I'm finding peace in this unexpected season as the daughter of a parent with dementia. Welcome to the very first episode of Unexpected Seasons. I'm Mel Koger. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, I'm a sister, and I'm the daughter of a mother with FTD dementia. The purpose of this podcast is going to be several things, honestly. One is to educate a little bit about FTD dementia. Now, let me give you a disclaimer. I am not a medical professional. I'm just a girl who has dealt with this in the role of being the daughter of my mother who has this diagnosis. It's a hard diagnosis, and it's one that's very misunderstood. A lot of times, even medical professionals don't understand the unique characteristics of someone with the specific variant that my mother has of FTD dementia. There are multiple variants, which may add to the complexity of understanding this particular diagnosis. So I will be talking about that somewhat from my own experience. Again, I'm not a medical professional. My mother was diagnosed several years ago. The diagnosis occurred about the same time as my husband and I were becoming empty nesters. Fast forward about 6 months, and we moved my mother in with us. There were a lot of things that happened in that 6 months. There were a lot of things that led up to that. Those will be topics for future episodes. Also during this time, my husband and I were making plans for retirement in the next 5 to 10 years. We were excited about camping, hiking in the national forest, and traveling across the United States. As mom's condition declined, I saw my dreams go out the window. I kind of lost myself in my caregiver role. I was stressed. I was tired. I didn't have energy. I didn't focus on my own health. And my relationships were suffering. I was making sacrifices as well as my family, my sister and her family. And it was just a time where we were really trying to get a handle on what was going on, what the future was for my mother, what our future was, how were we going to care for her, how were we going to take care of ourselves, and how are we going to maintain our own relationships throughout the process. It really threw our world upside down. Prior to the diagnosis, I had been involved in several online businesses. I had wanted to create a blog, but I never completely connected with it. And I think the reason I didn't was I was made for this time. I think this is my Esther season. I think I've been going through this partly to be able to share my experience with others and help them through a similar experience that they might be going through. I know everyone's situation is different. Mom's diagnosis is different than others. You may have heard on the news that Bruce Willis has FTD dementia. It's the same form of dementia that my mom has, but it's a different variant. So even though they're going through the same type of dementia, there are vast differences in their symptoms, in their everyday living. And I think this is something that's made it so hard for the communities, even the medical community, to understand. When people talk to us about dementia, a lot of times people say, yeah, I know. Does she know who you are? Does she recognize you? And mom's form of dementia is very different. It's not that type of dementia. It's not about memory. And so education is a big part of this podcast. But I also want to help people not to lose themselves in the process. It took me a while to figure out that I was losing myself, that I didn't know who I was anymore. My identity was a caregiver. I had lost the identity of Mel Koger, the dreamer, the one who was looking forward to retirement with her husband, the one who loved playing with her grandson. And I really didn't know who I was anymore. And I think partly because I didn't have any sleep, and partly because I felt like I was constantly being pulled in different directions. The strain on relationships, the strain on finances, the strain on health, the strain on time, those are all very real if you're going through this journey, a similar journey to what I'm going through. But I've remained positive, I've remained peaceful, and I've remained focused on my dreams. I shouldn't say I remained that way. I figured out how to get back to that place. And I want to help you to be able to get back to that place and still feel like you are giving your loved one the right kind of care. There has to be a balance. And it's hard to keep that balance. It's hard to find that balance. And it's never going to be completely balanced. Some days you are going to spend the entire day stressed and worried and taking care of your loved one. Then other days you'll be able to have an easier day with them and maybe have some more quality time with your family. I want to try to share the things that have worked for me and the things that haven't worked for me. Also, in focusing on my own businesses, on my own things that I want to do outside of my caregiving role. Those are things that I've had to learn how to do in a different type of time frame. I'm a procrastinator. I lose focus very easily. So when you're trying to get tasks done in a small segment of time that you can't really plan when that's going to occur, I've really had to create systems and figure out ways to make those times productive. Because sometimes when I have cared for my mother, and then maybe I'll have a pocket of time or a 15, 20, 30 minutes to do something, sometimes I just want to decompress in that time. But you can't do that every single time. So how do you remain focused? How do you keep your time moving forward and moving the needle for yourself? There's so many things that I could talk about. There's so many topics that I can share with you. And there might be things that I don't share that you want to know about. Please leave me an email. There's an email. My email address will be in the show notes below. So check that out. Send me an email and let me know what you would like to hear about, or maybe an experience that you've had. Maybe you're someone that you'd like to be on the podcast as a guest because you have something completely different that you can share that could help other people. I'd love to talk to you about that. This show is a work in progress. It's there to help you. My plan is to talk mostly about stress management in the process, not losing your identity, how to keep focused on your dreams and still manage to care for your loved one in a way that you feel you should. And then also FTD dementia specific education. So those are the main things I'm going to talk about. My faith is a guiding light through everything. So while that's not a specific pillar or content area, it'll certainly be woven throughout. And just a few more random things about me. You might hear my bulldog snoring in the background of any podcast episode. I'm mid-50s. I was born and raised in Virginia and still live there. It'd be hard to get me away from the Blue Ridge Mountains that I can see out of my office window. I love deeply. My family is everything to me, and I'm happiest when I'm helping others. Thanks for coming on this journey with me. Let not your hearts be troubled. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope this episode shed some light into your life and that you were able to connect with some goodness. If so, please leave me a review on iTunes and share this episode with someone else who might need a little light in their life. And also, please subscribe so you won't miss future episodes. I truly appreciate you. Keep the faith and keep those dreams alive.